Good morning and praise the Lord, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made, and we give Jesus all the glory. Let me encourage you with the book of 1 Timothy chapter 1 verse 19. It's a beautiful scripture. It says, "Be faithful and have a clear conscience." The translation says, "Cling to your faith in Christ and keep your conscience clear." Hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, sometimes we want to justify what we are doing and say it feels right, so it cannot be wrong. However, if God's word says something is wrong, it's wrong, no matter how right it feels. The old adage, "Let your conscience be your guide," is only half the truth. The other half should read, "As long as your conscience is grounded and guided by the clear teachings of God's word." As a redeemed child of God, you are called to live by His commandments instead of your feelings, impulses, emotions, or popular thinking. When those things guide you, the winds of temptation can sweep you off course and shipwreck you. Apostle Paul beautifully writes in verses 18 to 20 of the same, he writes to Timothy, his protege. He says, "Timothy, my son, the instructions I'm giving you are based on what some prophets once said about you. If you follow these instructions, you will fight like a good soldier. You will be faithful and have a clear conscience. Some people have made a mess of their faith because they did not listen to their consciences. Two of them are Hymenaeus and Alexander. I have given these men over to the power of Satan so they will learn not to oppose God." Wow, what a powerful statement Apostle Paul makes about these two people, Hymenaeus and Alexander. Now, we do not know much about Hymenaeus and Alexander, but what we do know is very sobering and instructive. They failed to develop, protect, and live by a conscience that was grounded in God's word and ended up spiritually shipwrecked. What a graphic image. A ship broken to pieces on the rocks because it got off course. So my dear brothers and sisters, I want to encourage you with this word today, is that your conscience must be based on God's word, and you must always keep your conscience clear. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we are so grateful to you. You never fail. You never change. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Your word, O Lord God Almighty, shall never pass away. Heaven and earth will pass away, but your word will never pass away. You have magnified your word even above your name. Lord, and I pray, give us as Christians the grace to overcome every challenge that stops us in dwelling in your word. Every trial, every temptation, every distraction that comes our way in not dwelling in your word, I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. And I pray, create in us that hunger, create in us that desire to study your word, to memorize your word, to meditate your word. That's what I pray. Lord, invigorate our spirit and our soul as we dwell our lives in your word, O Father God. I pray that, Lord, we'll be anchored deeply, O Father God. Lord, and strongly, that no matter what the storm be, we shall not be moved because we are grounded and rooted in God's word. I thank you, Lord. I praise you and I bless you. Today, Lord, I commit your flock into your hands as they step out into the jobs, into the businesses, in running the errands for the day. I release your great grace and glory to abound upon them. bless them, be with them, uphold them with your righteous hand. Keep them from the enemy. Flourish and prosper them because they are yours. I also pray for the ones who may be grappling with the health conditions. Lord, I release your healing virtue to flow from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet in the mighty name of Jesus. For your word tells us that by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. And therefore, we give you all glory, honor and dominion, power and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.